This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:01 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Port O'Connor way now and check in with Captain Lynn Smith, see what he's up to. Good morning, Lynn. What's up?
Good morning. Oh, I'll tell you, man, not much. It's kind of quiet down here, but I got up this morning thinking I was going to have a full rain gauge. But, man, I looked at it this morning. I had about an eighth of an inch in it. That's it.
Got a little dusting.
you can't even tell it.
Yeah, it's barely enough settle of dust, man.
Oh, that's it. I went to bed last night early, and, boy, we had a lot of red, big old glob of red coming at us at small craft warnings and everything. And I said, 60
oh, my
God.
60-mile-an-hour winds in it, and it went just west of you. It looked like Rockport and Portland area caught the bulk of that, buddy. That I saw somebody posted up a video. They were driving in that, and their windshield was completely destroyed. I don't even know how the wipers went back and forth on it.
Really?
Oh, the hail just nuked that windshield.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, when we get hail, of course, it breaks limbs on trees and everything. And I walked outside and looked, and I don't have anything. I mean, we didn't get any of that weather here. So, I'm not sorry that we missed it. I'll guarantee you that.
I got a light sprinkle. It barely wetted the decks down. It was crazy.
That's about what I got. That was about it. That doesn't hurt my feelings. Oh, man. It's kind of chilly here this morning. I turned my heater on. I said, man, I got knocked
that
chill down.
Man, I hadn't flipped mine on yet. I'm waiting to avoid that smell. You know, I hate that.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't fired it off in a year, and it burns all that dust off of coals and everything. That's.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I put a new filter in, and then turn the heat on.
Right.
I said, I'm ready for fall, man. It's time.
Yep.
Well, you say maybe this brought a few ducks down? I hope so. I hope.
Well, I'll find out talking to Bink this morning. We'll be live and blind with him in the next hour.
Oh, good. Good.
See how his opener went. And
well, that's good. That's
good. I had to turn my phone off to watch a World Series last night, and if I offended anybody, I'm sorry, but I just, you know, I had to shut it down. I mean, I was into that game. What a game seven, and I didn't reply on a lot of text or anything. So if I offended anybody, sorry about that. But hey, it was the last game of the season, and I went out with a bang with it.
The hoorah. Last hoorah.
Yeah, my team didn't win, but, man, it was a great game. I mean, it had everything in it. It did.
Oh, man. Well, that's good.
Yeah, flounder season's over. Baseball season's over, but duck and deer, quail, turkey, all that's back up. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a friend of mine, he and his son processed deer over in Wharton.
Right.
And, he called me. He called me a couple of days ago, and he said, he was down here fishing, and he said, yep, this is my last fishing trip. And he said, I'm heading back to Wharton, and we're starting to process deer.
Yep.
He already is. His son was already doing a bunch of MLD deer, and he said he's got some in the cooler, but he said, we're fixing to hit it big time. You know, I said, oh, yeah, y'all be snowed under. Because they do about 2,000 deer a year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they stay busy. They stay real busy.
That's a lot. And, that's getting it.
That is. And I bring him some, and my neighbors, they love his dried sausage. So, they take some of them to him, too. So, they do a good job. I'm still saying I want to get up there at Belleville and try some of their stuff. Because like I said, I've had some customers bring some of their boudin from up there, and that was good boudin that they had, Belleville. That was good stuff. And that's good grazing on the boat, I guarantee you, man.
Yeah, those I'll buy a handful of them every time I go there to take out on the boat. I like those dry sticks with cheddar cheese next to them in the same package. And you just push them up, take a bite of the dry stick and a bite of the cheddar cheese. It goes really good together.
Oh, yeah.
Good boat snacking. Good boat snacking. And deer blind, too.
I went on a goose hunt with a bunch of guys. And we shot a bunch of snow geese, sky carp, you know. And anyway, none of the guys wanted to keep them. And I said, you're kidding. And they said, no. And so I said, well, I'll keep them. So I brought them back, and I breasted them out. And I took them over to what's his name in El Campo?
Prosix.
And Mike Prosick, and I had him make those dry sticks, beer sticks, he calls them, and had him make those with those goose breasts. Oh my goodness, they were awesome. And I'd bring them on the boat, and we'd get back to the boat from wading, and I'd hand them those sticks, and I'd say, guess what those are, guys? And of course, everybody guessed deer. You know, oh, it's venison. No, wild pig. No. Nobody guessed snow goose, you know.
Right.
And they said, well, what is it? I said, well, sky carp. They said, what? I said, sky carp. It's a snow goose. And they said, oh, my goodness. Well, it was great. They really were good.
You know what I had one time I'd never had? A guy that used to fish with me a lot, he'd bring his grandson and his daughter. They were real fun to take fishing. We had some great trips together, but... He brought some bear jerky, black bear jerky one time.
Oh my goodness.
And, you know, I was eating it. I didn't, you know, he just threw it on the dashboard up there, and we're all eating on this jerky. I'm just thinking regular old jerky, but I couldn't tell the difference. It was good, and it was black bear. Believe that or not, so.
Well, it's like the old boy that manages the ranch there, George West, he and his wife were up somewhere hunting. I think they were elk hunting or something, and they were there at the base camp, and they were eating something. I don't know what they were having. Anyway, his wife said, boy, this is good. What is this? And the cook said, meow. They were eating mountain lions.
Oh, mountain lion. Okay.
Yeah. and it was good. They claim mountain lion is real good to eat. They say it's fantastic.
Well, if I could just shoot one, I'd mount the whole thing.
I would too.
I wouldn't put it on the table. I wouldn't mount it.
No. And, you know,
that would be an ultimate trophy for me to shoot one out of a deer blind while you're deer hunting. That's
that
would be big time, wouldn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. I was in a stand one day with a customer, and I never take a rifle usually with me with a customer unless they want me to. But I was sitting in a stand with this customer, and I looked off to my left, up a Sendero to the left. It kind of went up a little slow hill. Mm-hmm. And I saw a cat coming down the edge of the Sendero, and I thought it was a big bobcat.
Right.
And I said, look at that cat. And about that time, it turned to come across the Sendero, and you could see that tail.
Long tail. Long-tailed cat.
I said, that's a mountain lion. That's a mountain lion. And I reached for his rifle. I was going to shoot it.
And, they don't give you much time.
No, they don't. And he came across the Sendero real quick. But he was coming down toward us, you know, and he shot across at Sendero. And so we sat there because we were sitting right in front of a pond, and we thought maybe he was coming down to that pond. So we sat there. We were just ready to leave. So we sat there another hour and a half to 2 hours waiting, hoping that he'd come on down, but he never did. But I'm like you, that's the ultimate trophy. Really?
Yeah,
is.
It would be for me. I promise you, I would have
to
break out the checkbook and have that one mounted, buddy.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I had a listener text me. He said, "I know deer season just opened, but could you ask Lynn is there a list for the doe hunts later in the year, and a phone number he could get for when y'all want to do a doe thing or whatever?"
Yeah, I can. I think that there may be some openings. For them to do a management hunt. So, let me give him the number. He can call this number. There may be some openings to do a management hunt.
Right.
He can call Al Bisbee. And this is the ranch game manager.
Okay.
And the number is
361-701-6611. All right. Well, hope you got that.
Because there may be some openings to do a management hunt.
Got you.
Yeah. So anyway, because I know there's going to be probably a lot of does to be shot later on.
Yeah.
You know, they usually get pretty close to the quota, you know, every year. But you never know.
Well, you have to. If you're going to manage your ranch properly, you've got to take those deer out. They've got to be taken out.
That's right. That's right. And you have a quota. And usually we have to take anywhere from 75 to 80 does off that place.
Yeah.
A year. And we usually get that many.
Every year. Book enough of those, that'll pay for a lot of protein.
Yes, it will. So, anyway, it starts to get a lot of work. That becomes a lot of work. And if that, that biologist, he calls the shots. You know, he tells us how many we have to take. But and we do the flyover with the helicopter, and he does a count. So
yeah.
He'll tell you how many that you have to take, how many bucks, how many does, and usually it's about even.
Right.
It's usually pretty close to a 1-to-1 ratio.
Well, so the way the fawn crop went this year, just about everything had twins. So, I mean, you think about that. If you've got, just say you got 100 does, and they all drop twins, well, you just increased your herd by 200 deer. Just like that, you know, not to mention there's going to be some fallout, coyotes and predators taking some, but for the most part, that's a lot. Double your herd like that or triple it.
That's
pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you, Lynn. Hang with me.
You betcha, man.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, Lynn, we are back, my friend.
Well, you know, people don't realize how much it's costing to feed these deer.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
Keeping them fed. I mean, right now, this friend of mine that owns this place down there between Freer and Cotulla, he's running water lines. He's having to run, I don't know how many miles of water lines because his tanks are dried up. I mean, they're drying up, and he's having to, you know, dig wells and fill his tanks. And I mean, it's incredible the amount of money that he's having to spend to keep his deer with fed and with water. And then on top of that, having to fill the feeders. I mean, I know I've told this on the show before, but I remember years back when the deer didn't have anything to eat, and we were filling the protein feeders and we were keeping the protein feeders topped off, and the deer were eating 3,000 pounds of protein a night.
Good Lord.
You put a pencil to that, and I mean, it boggles your mind how much these deer were eating. They didn't have anything else to eat. We'd had a drought.
Well, they eat a fortune in just corn and other products like soybeans and everything else, like Blaine feeds, and then you throw protein in there. It's big money, man.
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, I went to a stand one day. I was scouting, and this was early in the season, and I corned in front of a pen, and we had a protein feeder there with no protein in it. It was empty, but we had corn in the corn feeder. So I corned out in front of the pen, and then I went and sat in a stand, just looking, you know, waiting to see what's coming. And I'm sitting there, and I looked to my left, and here came two big mature does. And they came jogging up to the feed pen.
Yeah, they wanted that protein instead of that corn.
Well, they literally walked right over the corn. They never even stopped. Never even stopped. And they walked right over all that corn that I'd spread, and they went straight to that protein feeder, and they went around, and they looked in every deal, every little entrance to that protein feeder, stuck their noses in there looking for protein. And you could see the rib cages on those does, and their hips were sticking out. They were so thin, and I couldn't believe it. And these were big, mature does.
Right.
And man, I went back to the ranch house, and I told that ranch manager, I said, hey, we need to order some protein, big time. I mean, these deer are dependent on it.
Yeah, they
and they
are.
Do. They get dependent on eating that protein. That's all they want. And so he ordered a load of protein. And our hopper held like 11,000 pounds of protein. Mm-hmm. And they brought in an 18-wheeler, and they filled it up. And we started filling protein feeders till we emptied that hopper. And the deer ate it in about a week and a half. We emptied those feeders in a week and a half.
That's great.
I mean, they just were hungry, you know. And I couldn't believe how they just walked right over that corn. Didn't even lean down to nibble the corn. They didn't want that corn. They wanted that protein.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, normally on a ranch like that, you would start feeding protein when the deer shed their horns. You know, you want them eating protein while they're growing their antlers. You know, you want them eating that protein.
It does help with horn development, no doubt. Mass,
exactly.
Time, length, everything. It makes a difference.
Big difference. Big difference. That's when you want to really pump in that protein to them. But man, I mean, it's incredible. Yeah, I couldn't believe seeing those does and seeing their rib cages and their hip bones sticking out. Oh man!
Yeah, they were needing it. They were poor.
They were, and not that they didn't have food there. But they wanted that protein.
Boy, the saddest thing I seen in South Texas years back, remember when we had a real severe drought, and they had those wildfires popping up all over, and all these high fence ranches, all the deer would run, and all animals, and it just wasn't deer, it was other things too, and to get away from the fire, and they'd all get to a corner of a high fence and couldn't escape, and they'd all burn up in that corner. That was tough to look at.
Oh, I can't imagine. I can imagine. Like the freeze, that last big freeze, and going out I-10, you see all those dead Axis deer right along the highway against the high fence. That was pretty sad.
Yeah.
Real sad.
Yep.
They couldn't take the cold. They just couldn't do it.
That was pretty bad, too. You know, that freeze is a lot worse than everybody wanted to let on for it to be. I mean, when you go to killing black bucks and axes and everything, that's cold, man.
That is. Yeah, that buddy of mine has that ranch at Johnson City. I mean, he had a huge herd of black bucks, and maybe the largest herd in the state. And man, it just decimated his herd.
Yeah.
It killed almost all his black bucks. Killed a lot of them. His herd's built back up now, but boy, it really hurt his herd.
They took it on the chin, brother.
They did.
So did our fish too. That was. Boy, I don't want to see that again.
No.
Anybody without power almost freezing to death in your own house.
Yeah, I know it. Man, oh, man.
Everybody huddled up like a bunch of cold ducks around a fireplace, man, trying to get warmth. Man, that was nasty.
Yeah, my bathroom downstairs, it faces the north, and I was always leery of my pipes freezing in that mm-hmm. bathroom downstairs. And so what I did, I took a Mr. Buddy, my deer blind heater, and I'd put it down there. I'd open the cabinets and everything, and I had Mr. Buddy sitting there on the floor in that bathroom. And it saved those pipes, I guarantee you. It saved them.
Pretty smart.
Mr. Buddy came through again. Yeah. Oh, man, I love that little heater. I was sitting in a deer stand, and, boy, it was cold one year. Boy, really cold down there in Georgia West. It was so cold. The windows in the deer stand were frozen.
They were fogging up.
They were
fogging
frozen.
Up and freezing.
We couldn't,
yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't even
they'll
open
sweat
them.
They'll sweat, and then they'll freeze, and then you can't even see out the windows, man.
Oh, I know. And I had this hunter from Oklahoma in there, sitting here, an old man from Oklahoma. And, man, we were sitting there, and he was talking about how cold it was. I think it was in the 20s that morning. And I said, "You want me to turn the heater on?" And he said, "You got a heater?" And I went, "Yeah." He said, "Well, heck yeah, I'll turn it on." So I turned that heater on, boy, and it got real warm and toasty in that stand. And so we get back to the ranch house, and, man, everybody was complaining about how cold it was. And my hunter said, "Well, my guy had a heater." And, boy, they all looked at me, and they said, "You had a heater?" And I went, "Well, yeah. My mama didn't raise a fool." Boy, the next weekend, everybody had a heater. Everybody, man. Yeah, it makes a big difference in those stands.
It does.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, because you're just sitting there. You're not moving, and you can't get your blood flowing good. And, man, that heat is very welcome on those cold mornings like that.
I'm telling you. I went over to the neighboring rancher, and same deal. I had the only heater. And, boy, everybody froze but me. And the next weekend, I went over to help them at the neighboring ranch, and there was one of those Mr. Buddies sitting on a table. And the guy that had the lease, he walked out of his trailer. And I said, "Say, I see you got you one of those heaters." He went, "No, I didn't." I said, "Well, yeah, you did. I see it right there." He said, "No, I didn't get one." I said, "Well, I see it." He said, "No, I got five of them."
Oh, five of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get one of them. I got five of them. And then nobody would leave the ranch house without a heater after that.
I'm telling you.
I guarantee you. Man.
Makes a difference. You know, and those deer in deep South Texas, they don't like that real hard cold like that.
No, and, they don't.
You know, they have such putrid hot summers down there. I mean, that's a tough animal that can live through those conditions.
And, no, man.
Droughts and everything else. But then when winter gets there and it's wet and cold, and those deer don't like it.
Like I said, the first time I ever hunted South Texas was down in Raymondville. And, man, I got down there, and the first morning I looked around, I went, "How can an animal live in this? I mean, look at that, this brush country. I mean, good God." And the first buck that stepped out, I went, "Oh, my God, look at the size of this deer."
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. Yep. I couldn't believe the size of them.
Yep.
But big difference. Big difference. I was used to hunting in Kerrville.
Yeah, the deer are a lot smaller there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
South Texas, I mean, doe are bigger than, you know, that area's bucks, you know, body-wise.
Oh, yeah. Well, back then, I was hunting in the 60s, you know.
Right.
And they'd never even heard of protein in Kerrville. You know, they've raised some good deer up there now, but back then they didn't, and they were little old deer. And you know, back when I was growing up, and we were hunting East Texas and everything, they didn't manage the deer, and they just didn't do it. So consequently, the deer horns were smaller. A lot of the people, the landowners, didn't let you shoot does, even though they had permits. They had permits from Parks and Wildlife. The landowners didn't approve of it, so they wouldn't let you have a permit.
You know, there's still a few of them across state that don't like, they don't want does shot off their property. I don't know why.
Man.
They just don't understand the science behind it.
No, that No, they don't. That's the bottom line.
That's it. All right, Lynn. Well, hey, bud. You have a great Sunday, and we got to run here. Somebody wants to give you a call. Give them a number so they can reach out to you and go fishing or hunting with you.
All right, man. They can get me at 361-935-6833.
All right. You have a good Sunday, Lynn. Always a pleasure. You take care, my friend.
You too, man. Have a good one, Mick.
See you now. Take care.
All right.
All right. That's Captain Lynn Smith. You know, folks, Bayou City Angler, that's Houston's fishing outfitter. They stock a wide variety of the industry's best gear by the most trusted brands. They have wade fishing gear, fly fishing gear, fly tying components, along with rods, reels, lines, lures, great inventory of Waterloo rods, everybody's favorite like the Slam Mag and the HP Light. They have plenty of those in stock, along with Shimano reels, Luse reels, Sim gear, Southerly, and Poncho, to name a few. And offshore tackle for the serious angler, they got plenty of that. And be sure to go by and visit a very nice tackle store. It's trusted by our community with great service. They're easy to find, 8933 Katy Freeway. That's right next to Carter's Country and Good Company Barbecue. 8933 Katy Freeway. Here's their number, 832-831-3104. Bayou City Angler, Houston's fishing outfitter.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:36 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Galveston way now. Tiki Allen, matter of fact, let's talk to James Plogg this morning. Captain Plogg, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, dog. Not a lot.
Nothing. Sitting here looking at what time sunrise is.
Yeah, it's coming up. 6:03 in G-Town.
6:03.
That's shooting time. Shooting time.
Oh, yeah, hell, I ain't shooting nothing.
Come on now.
Oh, man. So, yeah, 6:03.
Didn't y'all have like a fire down there on the west end or something?
When?
Here lately. Maybe it was in that chocolate bio marsh or something over there. I don't
know. No, they did. Friday, they burned all that marsh down there. There was two of them.
Yeah.
Was it Friday?
Yeah, I think it was Friday.
It was Friday. Yeah, they was burning some marsh down there.
Yeah.
I guess, that's the Brazoria County Wildlife Refuge down there. So
right.
That's where it looks like it was burning. But then they had, it was burning something over there by Ineos.
Right.
Which is, right there on 2004. But, yeah, for sure. That's why we were fishing kind of down there. So, man, if we go down there, we're going to get in that smoke because the wind was still coming a little bit out of the north. But I guess they put them out or something, but the smoke went away. But, yeah, it was burning.
Boy,
so 6:03.
Remember one year they were burning that marsh off over there at Sabine, and, man, those fish were stacked along that Louisiana shoreline. And I took Mickey Ray and Sean over there, and we're wading, and it was so hot next to that bank, you couldn't wade in shallow where the fish were. You had to wade out deep and throw into that wind and all that smoke and I don't know, bugs and moths, all kind of stuff was coming out of that marsh, and there must have been 1,000 seagulls catching stuff in the air that was coming out of that fire. That was crazy.
I was just going to tell you about them bugs.
We had some nasty stringers that day. We caught some giant fish.
Oh, when they burn that marsh in there, this ain't trying to be no topper, but I'm in the Gulf, and they're burning that
topper.
And they're burning, they're burning that McFadden marsh right there. And dude, there was bugs that come out of there that got in my boat because the wind was coming out of the north. And man, it was terrible, dude. And I'm telling you, I seen bugs. I didn't even know those kind of bugs existed. It was close to being unbearable. The bugs. The smoke was here and there, but them bugs, like you said.
They were coming out of that marsh, buddy.
Dude, it was crazy. Look at these bugs. Hey, I'm telling you, I said, what kind of bug is that? I was telling whoever that was. It was just years ago.
Hey, Craig in G-Town texted me. He said there was a fire down by the pass somewhere.
There was?
Yeah. I thought I saw that, but
I didn't see nothing now. There wasn't nothing on the south.
Probably
side.
Burn all your dove fields up. goat weed up, man.
Wasn't no doves in it anyway. It wasn't no good anyway. Burn it down.
Burn it to the ground.
Nah, it wasn't very good this year, man. I mean, one day I shot really bad. And I couldn't tell you I could have killed 15 anyway, but I shot pretty poor.
Yeah.
In the rest of the time, I think I stuck on 10.
Well, at least you admit it. A lot of hunters won't admit they shot bad.
Oh, I shot terrible, dude. I got out, and it's gibbies. And I'm like, what am I doing, man? You can always tell, when I start hunting a lot down south, we shoot a lot. I'm not a trap shooter. Skeet shooter, it doesn't compute in my brain to shoot something. And
there's a big difference between clay targets and live stuff.
Mickey, I can't hit them. I mean, I don't like it. I'm not.
Blaine's
good at
the same
it.
Way. Blaine's as good a shot on birds, live meat, than anybody I know. But when it comes to all that skeet and clay targets and all that, he's just mediocre. He says.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, I might be mediocre. I don't like it. I won't do it. I don't like it. And then I get mad at it and want to get good at it, and I don't need another thing to try to get good
Boy,
at.
Boy, Daryl's into that clay shoots and all that.
Man, Daryl's good, though, Mickey. It don't matter what it is.
He told me he shot terrible. He went to San Antonio that one weekend, and he was shooting over the weekend. It was a week-long shoot, and he was in second place, and I don't know how he ended up, but he said, yeah, I shot terrible. I said, well, second place is kind of good, Nah, I shot terrible.
Well, it's like golf, Mickey. I mean, but Daryl's good. We were late. He said, hey, man, come hunt over here by me. I said, you ain't suckering me in on that, like fishing. No, I ain't hunting over there by you. Because I guarantee you, you hunt my ham, you ain't going to get to shoot nothing. You're going to shoot seconds.
Well, we were talking about all the White Ranch days when we all hunted together down there. And we were laughing at you, man. That one morning, you come in and ate breakfast, said, "That's it. I'm wrapping her up, boys. I'm out of here. You'll never see me pick up a shotgun again down here." James loaded up his dog. He even left his three-wheeler, all his decoys, everything. You packed up and left, and I'm going fishing, and I ain't ever coming back. And you didn't.
Well, I had a crappy hole, that mud hole y'all gave me.
But I didn't give it to you. That's on Daryl, man. I mean,
Daryl and Blaine.
I picked mine just out of the blue. I said, "Man, this is right in the middle of the ranch," and I flooded that grass field and snake raked it, and it was a meat pond, buddy.
Yours was good.
Well, and Daryl was right across. He was about 1,000 yards from me. He dressed him up a field like that too, and man, we'd bounce birds back and forth all morning long off each other.
I thought mine was going to be good. It sucked, like a lot of stuff I got. And I talked to Sam, my guy Sam. They're hunting on that Wilburn Marsh.
Right.
And they had a good shoot yesterday.
Did they?
Mainly teals. He said they saw a few gray ducks, but he said it was pretty good. They're back hunting this morning. He's hunting that stuff right there where Keith Tilt used to hunt.
Yeah, the Wilburn track.
Yeah, that's where he's hunting. He said it was quite a few birds, but mainly teals.
Well, that's my favorite duck to eat anyway. I'll take all the teals somebody doesn't want. I love them.
Yeah, they're the best birds.
I think
so. Yeah, no, it never was very good. But when we're shooting a lot down there, we get dialed in pretty good. But we'll have a bad day. You'll be shooting, and you'll go hunting afternoons. Man, I can't hit nothing. It's kind of like golf. If your head's moving around, you can't hit no ball. If your head, you know this yourself, if your head ain't down that stock, if your head's up, you ain't going to hit nothing. You're just throwing out lead. And it's hard to fix. You got to fix yourself.
Well, and I tell you what's tough, waterfowl hunting too. You know, you get used to the teal season, then early duck season. You don't have all that clothing on. And then when you got to bundle up and it's thicker on your shoulder, you're not getting that gun up where it needs to be, and you start missing. You got to figure it out, because placement of that gun, when you throw it up and put it on your shoulder, I mean, it's all got to have, you know, snap shooting is what I call it, and that's when I shoot the best, when I just throw it up and shoot. If I got time to think about it, I'll overthink it and miss.
It's the same thing,
shoot behind him, you know.
Yeah, y'all, man, you wait. You throw the gun up and you catch yourself. Man, I'm looking straight at that bird. I ain't even thinking about looking down this barrel.
You just shoot where you look. And if, you know, if your gun's not on your shoulder right and it's the right position, you're shooting under it, over it. It's real simple.
Daryl taught me something about
problem.
Yeah, he calls it something. Daryl calls it. He's kind of like Chip, like a golf coach or something. You know, Daryl can look at you, throw your gun up or whatever, and he can catch what you're doing, you know, pretty quick. But we like to try to shoot even on the 28. When I'm hunting a bunch after, you know, when we start hunting the second season, we don't really like to get into a third box. I mean, you know. We really try to do it with a box and a half. But, you know, if you shoot bad, you don't like it, but who cares? I got plenty of bullets. I'll shoot some more, you know. It don't matter. But you know, you have a good day. I've seen him kill a limit of birds and not finish a box.
Well, yeah.
Cameron, he shoots pretty good. He does. I don't shoot that good anymore. I go with spurts. Kenny shoots good, but he'll go bad too. I've seen Kenny go bad. And he won't shoot good for 4 or 5 days.
Right.
But he's a good shot.
Well, it gets in your head. Kind of like
fishing. But clothes is what you're saying. Down there, it's cold. So, yeah, you got to put all kind of stuff on. I got strategic stuff I wear where I ain't real bulky. And that's like fishing right now. The other day I got cold because I ain't dialed in to what you really need to be wearing right now. That's our first, couple of cold days.
Yeah, I used to hate that when I would. I would think I had enough on and get out there, and it just made you miserable all day long.
I just didn't have enough, buddy.
I'm not going to tell my old people, you know, admit I'm miserable. I just, yeah, it's a nice day, man. Oh, this is good.
Oh, I tell them. I said, buddy, y'all got about 15 more minutes. If I get any colder, y'all going home. I'm cold. But, no, I was fine until that east wind hit me. You know how it is. You can be northeast, north. You let that wind.
No, but
come
it goes due
buddy.
East. I don't care what time of year it is. The east wind's cold.
It'll cut you until you get you about a 45-degree cloudy. Let that wind come out.
High gray liner. Oh man,
dude, you can't get any colder. I'm telling you, it can't get no worse.
I hate a high gray liner for fishing and hunting.
It sucks for all that
it
stuff.
It does.
But I got me some socks. Larry got me some kind of socks. I'm old sea trial, supposed to be warm. And then I buy them hand warmers, buy big old giant bags of them. And just give your hands a break, you know, when it gets real cold. Just give them a little break.
Yeah, that's because what gets me. The older I get, man, my old hands start getting cold. And I hate that.
They all crack open, dude. And they all got all of our hands got arthritis in them. It gets cold. It's nasty, but the hand warmers help me out a little bit. Then that
sun—I
pray for that sun to come up, man. Keep beating on my hands. Give me some sun.
You know, gloves make my hands even colder, man.
I can't do it. I don't put gloves on.
Oh God! You know, I do it when I'm driving, but I've tried everything. It's probably wool's the best, but the wind blows through them.
Well, you it's know, almost wool. Like if you wear gloves. Your hands get used to it of being a little bit warmer. So when you pop them out of them gloves, hey, Dana's got some gloves. Remember them gloves Mickey Mouse used to wear? He got that little skinny arm and them yellow gloves.
Yeah.
I said, how do you even, he puts, how do you drive it? How do you do anything in them? But he's got them. And the only thing I carry, and I've just been doing this a couple of years, is them hand warmers.
Yeah.
But you got to let your hands get used to it. Remember that one tournament we fished in? It was one of your tournaments. It was one of them 2 days I swear I was going to die with hypothermia. And I'm picking up that anchor, and it is so cold. And remember them blue mule and welding gloves?
Yeah, blue mules.
Oh, my gosh, Mickey, it was terrible. And I looked, and Dana looked at me and said, man, I think it's a little bit better than yesterday. And if I'd had a paddle, I'd have hit him in the head. It's like 38 degrees. You remember that tournament, don't you?
Yeah, that was miserable.
I've never forgot that. And I told Penner in this ladies deal, you better get you a good alternate because it gets like that. I ain't coming. I'll write the check.
Hey, I fished in one of old Sal's tournaments one time, and I'm still cold from that trip. I spent 8 hours out there, and I kept thinking it'd get better. It didn't. It never even warmed up. It stayed the same all day, high gray liner and cold. And I swore, I said, I'll never go fishing in this crap again.
No, there was one of them tournaments, and it might have been that one, Mickey. I think you're right. I don't think it ever busted. I think 39 was,
yeah, it never got out of the 30s all day. It was just absolutely miserable.
I think Jimmy Lloyd won that tournament, and me and Cameron
did.
didn't catch but two. Here's what he said. Hey, Dad, let's go to that weigh-in. I said, let me tell you where I'm going, man. I'm going straight home. I ain't standing in no line to win no Woody rod and no keychain. It's 39 degrees. We're going home, man.
Trinket trash.
Hey, we used to laugh at you when the weather was bad, the Trout Master. He's like, man, I wish I was out there with you boys. I said, you don't wish you was out here.
I did, though, back then. I was stupid, too.
Oh, gosh, we fished in some. But that tournament, and I've said this a million times, and I'll always say it, you know, they had the legend there. It's some big money tournaments now. But that tournament of yours taught everybody how to tournament fish. We didn't know nothing. We didn't know how to do it. We didn't know you catch fish in that kind of bad weather. We didn't know how to travel to go fishing. That tournament taught us everything that these knuckleheads use today.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't travel. We didn't know how to drive. I didn't know how to drive to Rockport, much less fish or anything.
Well,
man, I mean,
It was fun. It was an experience.
It was fun. You know, you think about how many people you had. I mean, like, what was the big one? Like Port Aransas, Rockport, whichever one?
No, Rockport, I think, ended up being the biggest. I think we had 68, 69 pros, and then there was right at almost 400 amateurs.
I was supposed to say 400. Now, you take that in teams, Mickey. What is, so let's just pick another. Let's say 400 people total, which there was more.
Yeah.
That's 200 two-man teams. They ain't no tournament thought about touching that.
No.
These same little old tournaments they have in the wintertime, you're getting the same 35, 40 teams.
Yeah.
Because it's wintertime. I told somebody, you want to make money in a tournament, you go have it in May and June when people can go fishing. And you rig it up where everybody can play, and then you might make some money. If not,
well, that's what we did. We just did it year round. I mean, we'd start off in February in Matagorda, and we'd go all the way through to November for the Classic.
Well, that Classic, it was some bad ones in that.
Boy, that made a lot of werewolves out of people on that one, buddy.
Oh, I never forget. We were fishing all night long, and it was cold, man. And Rod had a fish, pretty nice fish. And we had these lights, not the stuff they have now. There wasn't no clip-on headlights. So he's got his flashlight in his mouth, and he dropped it in the water. I said, damn, Rod, there goes your light, man. Yeah, man, it's gone. So it's gone. It's in the water. It was still burning. We ain't no way you're going to reach down there and try to get it. So we go away and went to the boat. Finally, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. We ran into Jim Franklin that morning coming into the dock, and we're on a compass in time. I ain't no GPS or nothing. And we're idling out here, and we looked down and said, man, Rod, look at there. We went right by that flashlight. It was,
still burning.
It was still burning. I never forgot that. Jay Wester was behind us fishing. He walked in right there at Pleasure Island.
Jay Wester.
Remember Jay Wester?
Yep.
I'm like, oh, Rod said, who is that? I said, man, that's nasty Jay Wester.
Remember he coming? He was going to come out with that big-time topwater bait. It was called the Jay Walker. Remember that?
Yeah, hey. But he never come out with nothing.
Oh, man.
Is he still around? Is that
I don't know. I have no idea.
But all kidding aside, that tournament, it really taught everybody how to travel. What kind of weather? Now, you and I fished in the wintertime when Blaine and everybody else was hunting.
Right.
And we fished in some bad stuff, but fishing in the middle of northers and stuff like that, when you had your tournaments, it taught us what you can catch them in and how you can catch them in.
That's exactly right.
And that's what I tell my guys. I said, hey, man, I think I can get them. We're going. Well, it's bad. I said, I know what it is, but I think we can catch them. We learned how to do that.
Yeah. Yep.
I'd rather go do that, and it's like south at 14, like June the 29th, and you're going to go out there and catch four. I ain't doing that. That's terrible.
Well, we had so many fish back then, and to catch your three fish, sometimes it was impossible. Everybody goes, oh, man, three fish, that's it? That's all you're giving us? I said, well, I mean, it's kind of just fish for three big ones. And there was,
dude, I remember many
three fish, and I mean, there was a lot of zeros and ones. I remember those,
dude,
days.
Many a days I'm sitting there, and we got to go, and I need a bite. I got two fish. that you win that tournament series that you had, you was doing something. It was, yeah, it was hard.
That was a lot of fun, big time.
It was fun.
Learned a lot.
I got fortunate a few times. I didn't win a lot of them, but you always told me, so man, you stay up there consistent and top, you know, six or seven and keep plugging, you can win Angler of the Year. You don't have to win.
You
got to
collect those points, you know, and I had the point system where it was real equal and fair. I mean, I know you win the most points at winning first place, but it was unfair to penalize anybody getting second and third every week. Or every month, and it all came together. It worked out real well.
Well, anybody can win one, man, and then you die the rest of the series. To try to stay up there at the top, that's tough. That's hard to do.
Make that top 10 every tournament, and you were in the driver's seat. Pull a win off, and you were good. All right, yeah. James, I got to run, bud. Give me a number if somebody wants to call you and go to the bottom.
All right, brother. 497-717-7306.
All right. Tell old Boudin, good job yesterday. Run it up.
All right, dude,
all right, dog. See you, man.
Bye.
Later. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, all that good stuff. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.